All right. Again, this is John. He's going to be talking about the bare metal perspective on AMD GPU ASICs. And I think, I thought we were gone. Do we got a laser? You got to connect. You got to say yes. Oh, really? I quit.
If we can't have it, it's okay.
Yes.
It works.
All right, John. You ready? Your
I'm
mic's
good.
On?
Say mic something. Is on. Hello?
Yep, perfect. All right, take it away, John.
Okay, awesome. Hey, guys. There's an echo from the back of the room, which is incredibly off-putting. But nevertheless, I want to talk about programming AMD GPU. It is very late on a Sunday. You are looking tired. We're going to go with very simple, okay? We've got one idea I want to get across. I'm going to hit it very hard. This is the state of play, okay? We are programming GPUs. We use GPU programming languages. I am very lucky that my previous speaker demonstrated beautifully the joys of OpenCL and Vulkan. I could not have asked for a better introduction. And we're very happy with this. I love OpenMP. Other people love other languages. They are all uniformly very complicated. They offer convenience, and what they take from you is time. But they also generate huge amounts of revenue for some companies which successfully defend this world. There's a small glitch in this as an axiom, which is the GPU's not actually special. Like this GPU thing, very much the same thing as a CPU. That is the idea I'm trying to get across. I would like a brief show of hands. Stick your hand up in the air if you think I'm wrong. One person. Okay, we need to wake up a little bit, okay? This is not meant to be a like reasonable statement. Loads of companies make GPUs. We charge money for GPUs. We make you program the damn things in OpenCL. We don't do this just for a laugh. We do it because they are supposed to look different. That particular one, I particularly like, because it's one block of memory with a load of x86 interpreters on and a load of GCN interpreters on. So that one, it's particularly easy to forget which language you're working with while you're programming the thing. But for the sake of the one person who doesn't agree with this, if this theorem holds, if CPUs and GPUs